I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. If you've watched the trailer for Ghost Town or simply noticed the movie's clever tagline, "He sees dead people and they annoy him," you already know too much to be surprised by the premise. So yes, this smallish fantasy is a comic riff on The Sixth Sense, which has gone from thriller to cliché in 9 years. And yes, the new film is sometimes deadened by contrivance, but it's enlivened by the performance of Ricky Gervais as Bertram Prinkus, a latter-day Scrooge for whom the living are no less annoying than the dead. Gervais is the British comedian who played the smug office manager in the original BBC version of The Office. At first, his performance here is a model of unyielding, almost plaintive misanthropy in a movie with an otherwise broad comic style. Pincus is a Manhattan dentist who uses the appliances of his trade to silence garrulous patients. He genuinely dislikes people, and Gervais only intensifies his character's acidity when the dentist finds himself bedeviled by a group of needy, nudgy ghosts. The trailer will tell you exactly how and why this happens. I won't. The main spectral nuisance is Greg Kinnear's Frank Herlihy, a dead man walking the sidewalks of New York in the dinner jacket he was wearing when he died. He wants Pincus to break up the impending remarriage of his widow, Gwen, an archaeologist played by Taya Leone. As the fable wears on, Frank's beseechments get to be repetitive, and Pincus's flintiness runs low on verve. For all the brilliance of his success in TV, Ricky Gervais doesn't have extensive experience as an actor in feature films, and David Koepp isn't the director to help him. Koepp also wrote the screenplay with John Kamps. His performance grows more appealing, the animus giving way to some sweetness, once the relationship between Pincus and Gwen moves beyond some really unfunny antics involving a mummy, and the script starts to give its Scrooge a new appreciation of life. I'd almost forgotten what a fine comedienne Taya Leone can be until a scene with her entering an elevator. Eventually, though, Ghost Town buckles beneath the weight of contrivance. So many ghosts to dispel, so many lessons to learn. And the film's physical aspects raise questions about population density. For a while, we seem to be watching a for-ghosts-only version of Manhattan, where the sidewalks are uncrowded and traffic flows freely in the streets. But no, that's not the case. The living live there, too, though there are so few of them that they've got plenty of personal space. That's the ultimate fantasy. Lakeview Terrace is the bottom of the week's barrel. This joyless and airless suspense thriller stars Samuel L. Jackson as Abel Turner, a veteran LAPD cop whose smoldering racism explodes into violent fascism when a young interracial couple moves into the house next door. They're played by Patrick Wilson and Kerry Washington. The model for this genre is Sam Peckinpah's bleak and super-violent Straw Dogs, but Abel has been written as a straw man, and Jackson plays him with the subtlety of a robot stuck in destruct mode. The question posed by the vulgar script is whether the earnestly liberal couple, he drives a Prius, will withstand the tensions created by Abel's bigotry and stand up to their neighbor's tyranny. The answer is yes on both counts, and they cope with raging brush fires in the bargain. The movie's only mark of restraint is the absence of an earthquake. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.